Systemic teaching about Christian life. Subject of this audio: the gospel of the glory of God and the glory of Christ. Chapter 9. The glory of the Lord is the facet of the gospel that highlights the one who can guide and support someone to be more than a conqueror or winner. When looking at the outstanding list of aspects of the gospel of God highlighted in each of the themes already displayed in the present series of subjects, it would be no wonder if a person asked oneself whether he or she still could or would need to seek the approach of yet other aspects of this same gospel. After seeing the perfect origin of the gospel in the love of the Creator, in Christ, and the kingdom of God, and after seeing the virtues of the gospel as righteousness, peace, salvation, power, grace, and promises of God, could there still be anything notoriously significant and necessary to be seen in a singular and prominent way in this gospel? If the question in the previous paragraph had to be answered by the recipients of the gospel, some, perhaps, would answer that nothing else would need to be added to what has been exposed so far, thinking that the aspects described above would already be more than sufficient for all the needs they might foresee for their lives. If, however, we verify what the Creator of the Gospel Himself offers us through it, we may see that there still is indeed an essential facet to be perceived and understood by those to whom the Gospel is addressed. Although the human being often thinks that one is aware of what one needs to receive and what one does not need to receive from God, it is not the human being oneself who actually has this answer, but the eternal and omniscient Lord, as has also been pointed out several times in the previous subjects about the gospel. Thoughts according to the human mentality may even present extensive knowledge in some respects. However, when they are confronted with the breadth of what is necessary for sustaining life and, mainly, for supporting life as to its eternal condition, they are not only limited, but also, in most cases, mistaken concerning the will of the Lord Creator of heaven and earth. God's thoughts about us are complete and perfect, and, therefore, different from what the human mentality proposes to people. Thus, if the Lord chose to inform us in the Scriptures that His gospel is also constituted by the facet of His glory, He did it because this aspect also contains something essential that we need to know, even though many do not realize it or even if many are not willing to pay attention to this knowledge, as exemplified in the following text. 2 Corinthians 4, 3-6. But even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing, whose minds the God of this age has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your bondservants for Jesus' sake. For it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. The gospel from the perspective of the glory of the Lord shows particularly unique characteristics. And when we come across this facet of the glory of God and the glory of Christ, we can see that God's sovereignty in instructing us on what we need becomes particularly evident. This aspect of the gospel informs us of God's desire for us to know both a term little known to most people, which is the term glory, as well as what is associated with such a vast subject that is not commonly observed by most people in their daily life. The facet of the gospel observed from the perspective of the glory of the Lord is worthy of specific reference also due to the fact that it presents aspects that surprise us even beyond everything that the gospel of the Lord may have already surprised us, which also makes the task of writing something about this very aspect so challenging. And among several points, looking at the gospel from the perspective of the glory of God and the glory of Christ leads us to a challenge comparable to understanding what the expression more than conquerors or winners is that Paul, an apostle of Christ, narrates in the text presented below. Romans 8:37. Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors, or winners, through Him who loved us. In general, Human beings are familiar with references to the term victory, considering yet that countless people even find themselves continually in disputes and struggles to achieve victories. However, the expression more than winners or more than conquerors is not so much commonly disseminated and known. In fact, many do not even know well what this expression could mean, which similarly occurs concerning the gospel being associated with what is presented as the glory of the Lord. When we are faced with expressions like more than winners or the gospel of the glory of the Lord, it seems that we are faced with points that go beyond the limits of what by many is already considered the maximum limit to be reached. On the other hand, if we are willing in the Lord to break the limits of what seem to be the end of the line or trajectory to be followed, and accept the Lord's instruction beyond the previously known limits, we may see that the limits that the Lord presents to us are actually those to which we are called to move forward in order to reach an even firmer or more secure position of life in Him. When the Lord shows us that He wants us to be more than conquerors or winners and that we also come to know His gospel in what seems to us less popular or familiar, He also shows us that, in some cases, some levels of victory or conquests might not be enough so that what the Lord wants to give us becomes firmly established in us. In several situations in which people seek to achieve some glory, it is also in reaching the desired glory that they find their worst dishonors. In many cases in which people aim for victories, it is also in the victories they achieve that they find their worst defeats, becoming people who are not more than conquerors or winners. How many are not the people who, when they achieve a victory or also called glory, end up subjecting themselves to a succession of defeats due to pride, arrogance, and their dishonorable postures that come from how they positioned themselves in their lives precisely by obtaining victories and glories they aimed to achieve? Due to the lack of knowledge of what it takes to be more than a conqueror or a winner, that is, to continue to be a winner after being a winner, many people sink even after obtaining the victories towards which they have made so much effort and dedicated the precious hours of their lives so they could reach them. And so that a similar situation does not occur in the relationship with what the gospel of God offers us, the Lord also offers us His gospel associated with His glory to point out to us in whom and how we can be more than winners concerning all the other facets offered by the same gospel. Since receiving the gospel refers to the main victory that a person can achieve in one's entire existence, for it is through it that one receives lasting salvation and eternal life, God also offers, through the same gospel, access to the knowledge of His glory so that people may know that in the Lord they have at their disposal everything they need to never depart from the gift of eternal life offered to them from the heavenly kingdom. Therefore, under the purpose that all the other benefits of the gospel become firmly established in our lives, the Lord also revealed it as the gospel of His glory so that we may come to know and receive the Lord as He wants us to know and receive Him in our lives. We recognize that knowing the gospel also in terms of the glory of God and the glory of Christ is challenging. However, considering that God also made the knowledge of His glory available in His gospel, that He wants us to know it, and that He is willing to assist us so that we may achieve this knowledge, we can also have the firm confidence that further progress in this aspect will surely contribute so that the good, perfect, and pleasant will of God will increasingly be known and experienced by us, as well as consolidated in us, as it is also exemplified in the texts repeated below. Romans 12:2. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Ephesians 5:14. Therefore he says, "Awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light." As has already been mentioned in other chapters, it is in the renewal of understanding, including advancing on topics that we are not yet familiar with, such as the gospel of glory and, above all, the Lord's own glory, that people can break with the limits that the world improperly seeks to establish for them. It is also through the renewal of understanding according to the instruction of the Lord, and which goes beyond the limits of the limited knowledge that is under the sun, that people may achieve the transformation of life to be not only winners, but also more than winners. The gospel of God is offered to us so that we may reach the condition of being freed from sin, the body of sin, the bondage of darkness, and from getting lost. However, it is also manifested and given to us as the gospel of the glory of the Lord so that we may know that our true victories only come from God and that only in Christ we have firm support for our lives so that the victories achieved also become eternal victories. An aspect which puts us in the condition of being able to be eternally more than winners or conquerors. As we also mentioned before, the aspect of the gospel that offers us the knowledge of the glory of God is that which reveals to us the foundation that sustains the whole gospel and all life, showing that it is only by God and in Christ that someone can be more than a winner. When the Lord takes us by the right hand and leads us on the paths of life because we receive Him through His gospel, we can also be sure that the attributes of the Lord manifested in His glory will lead us to the victory of victories and which gives us the condition of eternal winners. Isaiah 41, 13. For I, the Lord your God, will hold your right hand, saying to you, Fear not, I will help you. Isaiah 31, 1. Woe to those who go down to Egypt for help, and rely on horses, who trust in chariots because they are many, and in horsemen because they are very strong, but who do not look to the Holy One of Israel, nor seek the Lord. 1 John 5, 5. Who is he who overcomes the world, but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? 1 Corinthians 15, 54-57. So when this corruptible has put on incorruption, and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. The gospel from the perspective of the glory of God presents the aspect that offers us to know much closer and much more abundantly the one who makes us achieve victories in our journey, but, above all, the one who makes us reach the surpassing victory and the final, sovereign, and eternal prize of our journey with the Lord that begins by receiving His gospel. Psalms 20, 7. Some trust in chariots, and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. Philippians 1, 3-6. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine making request for you all with joy, for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ.